All right, everyone. So we're going to do our midday market recap, go over the trades from this morning, finishing the day up $2,026.63, which is pretty good. Zzan is one that I didn't really capitalize on. I lost $107 on it, despite the fact that it's up 33% today, just now breaking this little flag pattern and squeezing up all the way to 1974. I was watching this, but I didn't wasn't really I kind of had already said I'm done for the day, so I didn't really want to push it here. The thing is, the last trade I took on this was right here on this red candle. I got in at 1672 for the first 5 minute candle to make a new high. I tried to take 4,500 shares. I only filled 1,500. Canceled the other two orders, sold 35 shares at 16.98 when it popped up to the whole dollar. Was planning to sell the rest up at high a day 1740, and that just didn't happen. It turned around quickly and dropped all the way back to 15.55. I stopped out for a loss at 16.50, but you know it just kind of made me think, you know what? Probably better just steer clear of this one because it can go the wrong way really fast. And, you know, that could have been, if I'd filled 4,500 shares, a $1,200 loss. And it would have really just, you know, kind of hurt my day. So it ended up retesting that level up here, tapping 1762, pulling back. And then right here, this was just kind of the final breakout. So we basically, you know, started to see volume right here around 1755, knowing that 1763 was kind of that line that we wanted to see break. Volume came in. It broke over the high of 1773. And let's just look at this on a 1 second chart, just so you guys can kind of see this. Because I know in hindsight, it's like, oh, that would have been a super easy trade. But as it's happening, it's not that's not always the case. So this right here was the breakout point. So it broke over and it hit 1773 right here. So that was the breakout, 1773. But then on the bid we had, let's see, 69, 69, 64, and then it popped up to 88, and then it started to open up. So you know you can see through this. You know, big spreads, a little bit of pullback, and then of course that big drop there from 1961 all the way down to 1894. So I don't know. I'm not gonna beat myself up too much for not being aggressive on this one. There was probably room for me to trade it a little bit more, obviously in this area, but you know, I'm finishing the day up 2 grand. So that's a good day. And there are opportunities all over the market every single day. It's not about capturing as many opportunities as you can. It's about walking away each day green. And if you're doing that, you're doing something 9 out of 10 traders haven't figured out how to do consistently. So, yeah, you're gonna miss some trades. You're gonna see things like this in hindsight that, oh, I could have done this, could have done that. But as long as you're walking away with profit, you're doing the right thing. So I'm feeling okay about this here today. So, anyways, that was my Zzan trade. First trade of the day was on NETE. This was off our watch list. Gave me $571 straight off the watch list. So, not bad. It didn't work out as well as I was hoping it would. We had this pre-market high here of 56. No, it popped up just before the bell to a high of 67. As soon as the bell rang, it dipped down. I said, I'm waiting for it to dip down and then come back over the half dollar. I'm going to turn off my video for those of you on the Facebook, YouTube stream, just so it's a better broadcast. All right, so it drops down below the half dollar and then pops up. I got in at 850, sold half, 868. A quarter more, 873. Tried to sell another quarter at 874. It didn't get filled. It dropped down all the way to a low of $8. And then as it popped back up, I sold on the pop. It ended up going all the way back up to 896, but I got out the rest of it flat. So was up about $750 and gave back about $200 on that drop, selling as it popped back up, which is fine. I mean, it wasn't the easiest trade in the world, but green is good. So that was my first trade on NETE. Second trade was OGEN. This one we had on watch for continuation. I jumped in at 350, but as you can see, I only got partial fills. Tried to take 7,500 shares, only filled about 2,500. So it just, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes you don't get the full order filled. So I was in that at 350. Let's see. Oops. So 350 was my entry right down here. And we hit a high of 390. I actually added at 390. And yeah, we hit a high of $4. I added at 389, 390. And was selling it, ended up 393, 394, a little at 398, and then sold the rest, coming back down at, I guess, 368. So $1,187.37 on that trade, really not bad. So 3 minutes into the day, or 6 minutes into the day, I'm up $1,700, which is good. So that was a really good start. And then my last trade was PIXY. This one kind of popped up here out of nowhere, and I jumped in on the 1 minute pullback right here, long at 445 with 7,500 shares, selling at 449 as soon as it broke that level. Now, when I bought there, there was an 18,000 share seller at 45. And so I was watching as he started to get bought up. So it went 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, boom, 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 boom. That's when I was pressing the button. That's when I was jumping in. Immediately it popped up 10 cents, which is typical when a big seller gets bought up quickly like that. And I flipped out and sold on the ask. So took my profit on that. And then the last trade was Zzan. We've got this RXII on the scans now, but this time of day I wouldn't take a trade, so I'll just mute my scanners so we don't listen to them. Looking back at Zzan, a little, looks like kind of false breakout up here, excuse me. Little pullback, 1 minute pullback, 1941, first 1 minute candle to make a new high, goes up to 1970, but you know, with the spreads, it's kind of hard because this is one that has pretty big spreads. So you can see here on my level two, 1921 by 1935, 14, 13 cent spread, 22 by 38. It becomes a little difficult to trade these. You've got to mitigate that risk by trading with smaller size, which works. But today I just didn't overstay my welcome on that one and probably missed a good opportunity here. But again, you walk away green, you're doing something right, so I'm not going to beat myself up too hard for finishing the day with $2,000 of profit. And so with that, I'm crossing over $9,000 on the month. Although this is a little bit of a slower month than, let's see, in January, by this day in January, so today is the 5th, no, today is the 6th day of March, so I'm up 9 grand. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. By the 6th day of January, I was up, let's see, 5, 12, 21, 24, $28,000. So I'm straggling a little bit behind January, but you know what? That's all right. Green is good and still early in the month. So just gonna keep trying to build that cushion as much as I can. So at this point, I'm still down about, whatever, $1,000 because the last month losing 10 grand. So down 10,500 last month, up about 9,000 right now. So I'm getting really close to being at all-time highs on 2018, sitting right now at about $451,000 of profit in my account that I started with $583 on January 1st, 2017. So about, you know, a year and 2 months later, $450,000. Going for the million, but it's going to take some time. Right now, we're in a little bit of a grind. So next target is $500,000, $500,000. So we're $49,000 off that goal right now. I should be able to hit that. I could hit that this month if we see really good opportunities, but it'll probably be in March or in April or maybe May that I break over 500,000. So we'll see, just take it one day at a time. Not going to try to get too caught up in all those numbers, but just giving you guys an update of where we're at here. All right, so that's about it for me here, finishing up Thursday. And let's see, where's that put me on the week? Let's see, 22,000 plus 4,600 from yesterday is 66. Minus 1,000 from Tuesday is 56. Plus 700 on Monday is about $6,000. So 5,000 a week is pretty much the goal. That's 20,000 a month. So, that's kind of where we're looking, and I'm right on track. So that's good. All right. So anyways, that's it for me, and I'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, 9:15 pre-market analysis, and we'll try to finish up the week with a couple more good trades. All right. I'll see you guys in the morning.
If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.